Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Naked Air, where I share all the good stuff. I recently posted a video, y'all know, about how I went inside a woman's house because I had watched it being built. And I rolled past this house probably like, two, three times a week, right? Because my son lives near the house. So every time I went to visit my son and the grandkids, his girlfriend, everybody, I would ride past this house. So I watched this house get built, y'all, from the ground up. So when it was finally finished, whoo, it is gorgeous, right? So a lot of y'all follow me on Instagram, on social media, Facebook, whatever, and I shared the story. And the main question was, how did you get in her house? Libra, you so crazy. A lot of y'all want to know how the hell that happened. First off, y'all got to remember what you would do as a child. Remember as a kid, it would be so nosy. You would ask questions. You wanted to know everything. You wanted to ask people stuff. You know what I'm saying? Anything. Nothing was off the board. When you're a kid, you say anything comes out of your mouth. Y'all got to remember some of that. You need some of that as an adult. Some of y'all have lost the nosy. You've lost the curiosity as an adult. And you've become fearful to ask people questions that you really want to know. So be just in a whole fearful big old world and scared to ask questions. I wanted to know everything then, and I want to know everything now as an adult. That's why I know a whole lot of stuff. See, I know a lot of things because I ask a lot of questions to a lot of people. And because of that, I know a lot of shit. But you need that. You got to get the big balls, the big kahunas to ask what you want to ask to anyone, you know? So it's crazy because I was driving my son. I picked my son up. I was driving him earlier. He needed a ride somewhere that day. And, you know, he was like, "Ma, look at that house. You know, the house is dope. I love that house. Da, 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 da." I'm like, "Yeah, me and your dad been looking at that house. It's live, right? Ooh, and it's finished." I said, "I'm going to ask to go in there one of these days." Because, y'all, I asked the builders before. But, you know, a lot of times they don't want anybody on the property if the owners aren't there. So that's usually a no, right? Once in a while, you might get in there. If nobody has actually put bids on it and it's just some builders and they just building the home for sale, you can get in there. But if it is someone's home that they're building, they rarely want you like in the property. So they had almost finished. They're almost finished. So it just so happens I had just told my son that I'm going inside that house, right? It was so crazy because when I was driving him back home, I was going back home. I dropped him off. I was on my way back home. And I passed the house and I was flying down the street. And I'm like, whoop, boop. Was that somebody standing out there or was that a post? Because the house got like these three posts. This farmhouse made, right, is huge. And like I said, I put it in my story. Those of you who seen it, those of you who didn't, it's this huge house, farmhouse, black wood, it looks like, with these pillars or these posts in the front that is unstained wood, untreated wood, just raw wood. And this gray stone. So it's black with gray stone and raw wood posts, right? So the house is raw, real nice. So anyway, so these posts are sitting in the front. So I wasn't sure if that was a person sitting there or I didn't know if that was a lady standing there or the posts. Because I'm driving past, it's probably too fast. But anyway, so I said, "Oh, that's the lady standing there." So I turn around and I'm like, "Oh, let me go back." Because first I was like, "No, I got to get home." Da, 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 da. And I'm like, "No, you know what? This might be my shot. I don't see the inside of the house." So I turn around and in good old Libra fashion, I was like, "Hey," it was her. I pulled up. I've got my arm sticking out the window, y'all. My arm is out the window of the car. And I'm like, "Hi," you know, I walk up, flip-flops and everything on. I got the sundress on, little flip-flops. And I was like, Hi, I watched your house get built. You know, it took forever. She was like, you know what? It took forever. She was like, it's been 15 months. And I was like, whoa, I've been riding past for 15 months. Yeah, so I was like, okay, so it is gorgeous. I want to see the insides. She's like, you want to see the inside? I was like, yes, I want to see the inside. She's like, what's your name, by the way? I was like, Libra, what's your name? She was like, Heather. She got a little girl outside. She got two dogs, and she's like, come in, honey. I flip them flip flops off, flip, 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 real, real quick. And I ran inside. I was like, oh, the heavens opened. It was so gorgeous. It was gorgeous, y'all, for real. When I walked in, it's like the two-story foyer where it's all this light rushing in from the windows, two-story windows, going all the way up the wall. To the left is a beautiful fireplace. To the right is this huge kitchen with this huge island, custom-made chairs. The chairs were custom and matched like the it matched like the linens for the, you know, the placemats and the towels that hung on the stove, all that jazz, right? So everything was like matching with this like splash color, looked like splatter paint or like paintball. And those were the custom chairs. And then it was like this wall that was nice with a built-in wine cooler, right? So we got the regular wine cooler in the den sitting up against the wall. So this was built into the wall, okay? Wine cooler. And then, so we started talking. And I was like, oh, so everything is custom. Everything was custom. They were actually getting a, what was it? It was getting a playground, you know, built in the back. And maybe like some, look like turf and stuff. I don't know. Maybe they was doing a little dog park or something, or a little kid playground or whatever. But so she said she had two kids. They're like 2 and 4. And then she got the two dogs. So we got to talking about what she did. I didn't know what her husband did. I was like, maybe I'll ask that next time. But the dog is like sniffing my hand. And y'all, I'm allergic to dogs. I know. Gasp. I know. Gasp. Y'all cannot believe I'm allergic to dogs. And I know some of y'all are out there like, you're not allergic to dogs, Libra. You just got to, I just, I had dog is. My dog is hypoallergenic. It doesn't do this. It doesn't do that. I'm so sick of y'all saying that. Let me tell you, I'm allergic to the pet dandruff. And take it from me, I've had dogs. My husband had dogs when I met him. He had 2. I've had cats. I've had 16 cats in my life. Probably more than that, but I stopped counting after 16. So I have always been a pet person. When I tell you, as I got older, I developed a pet allergen. The dandruff or something on their tongue, their skin, whatever that is, you know what I'm saying, is I'm allergic to it. So the dog is like sniffing my hand. He's like licking my knuckles, and I'm like, oh, my eyes are watering up, right, as we speak, because I'm about to go blind trying to see this house, y'all, because the house is gorgeous, but I'm allergic to the dog is on me, and I'm cool. Dogs love me, right? Dogs always love people that don't, that they can't be around, that people can't be around them. I didn't take no allergy pill or nothing, so I'm kind of suffering, and he's like sitting right here like, she smells good. I did smell good, by the way. I must say, I smelled mighty good. But with that being said, as I was melting in her kitchen, we were talking about how, you know, I can relate, because she said, I think she said she had did hair or something like that before, and she had did some other little things in life, right? And I was telling her, well, I'm like jump starting my new career, because I've been a pastry chef for years, and I've really been a stay-home mom, because even at baking and cooking baking cakes and everything, it still is in the house, right? I would peep in and out of corporate, you know, billing here and there or something like that. But for the most part, I've been a stay-home mom, right? And so now is my chance. I'm finally getting my master's degree in marital family therapy. Woo, woo, woo. But it's my calling. It's what I've always done. And it's my turn, right? So I told her, hey, I done did this before. I know how this looks. I was like, you, the husband is off at work with the secretary. No, seriously. Seriously, y'all, the husband is off at work. She at home, stressed. You got one kid on your hip. You got another one on your titty. And you got the dogs that you're pouring, you know, Alpo, whatever, chow chow time, food in the bowl. So all this glitz and glamour, it looks really nice. But at the end of the day, some of us that have gotten past that part, we know that glitz and glamour, who is not shining like gold, right? No. Because inside that house, there's a little bit of stress. Maybe a lot of stress. Maybe a little bit of stress. And then it goes on a roller coaster. Stress, no stress. Stress, no stress. Long story short, it was a great conversation because guess what she said? Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the adult conversation. You see how she let me in because she was starving for adult conversation. We never know what is going on in people's lives. One thing for sure, when you have a house of that magnitude and that, and then you have the kids and the dogs and stuff, you have a stressful life. Being a housewife is a stressful life. A mompreneur is a stressful life because that's a mom first, and then the preneur shit means we're trying to do some shit, right? So I know what that looks like. And she was like, oh, my turner come around again. I said, your turner come around again. She invited me back over. I told her I'll bake her a cake. And then we exchanged information. And I go back over there. And she was like, hey, guess what? I want to be your first client. Look at that. So not only did I make an acquaintance, I may have met a client that could give me some money for my services. You see what I'm saying? That's why it pays to open up your mouth. Stop being fearful. Stop being afraid. Just be yourself. This comes naturally for me. It was natural for me to talk to her, see what was going on, ask her some questions, and her open up to me. I have that naturally. Now, I'm not saying y'all do that. Y'all might not have that natural ability, but y'all got some type of natural abilities. So tap into those. Stop being afraid to tap into those. You see what I'm saying? So I tapped into my natural ability. And it was a great outcome. Hey, met somebody. And she said, next time we'll have wine. Met somebody I'm going to have wine with, bake cake for. And hey, maybe even pull a client for my hours that I need to put in. But that's how that went. So just not being afraid. You know what I'm saying? I turned around. I talked to her. And guess what? Hey, she needed somebody to talk to. She there with little tots and doggies. So it was nice to have some adult company, probably nice to have some new adult company. In turn, I was nice to be in a new, smelling fresh and new home. You see, and we had a great exchange. She would like to be in a career driven. I said, that's coming. I would like to be in my big forever home like hers. She said it's coming. A mutual exchange of respect. It all worked out good, but it started because I mashed that gas, turned around, and went to her house and said, hey, let me see the inside of your house. And we laughed and said, hey, when I'm your therapist, they're going to ask you, like, how did you meet her? And she's going to say, oh, she came and asked to see the inside of my house. Crazy, right? Well, thank God neither one of us was Jason or Freddy Krueger, right? Most times we're not. So don't be afraid to talk to people. But I went all off onto that because I just had to share that with y'all. But really quickly, I really wanted to discuss what was enlightening for me in that same week was that I have been a bit contradictory in my prayer. Yeah, honey, you got to watch it being contradictory in your prayer. Because a lot of times we ask for things, but then we don't apply what we don't apply what we're asking God for. So we want a result, but we don't apply the work to get the result so that he can prepare it, right? Because he already has it together. He's preparing your steps. But then if you don't take the steps, nothing, then you can't get past it. You can't get to your resolve, right? That's my word of the week, your resolve. So God prepared me, right? And he prepares us for our next level of life if we're willing to take heed to it, right? Sometimes we can miss it. And I did. I missed it. So I had a cousin. She sent me it was kind of like a podcast. No pun intended. But so it was these two guys, and I guess they were pastors, maybe preachers or whatever, but they were talking in a podcast form. They were talking about obedience, when you're obedient to God, right? And so I wasn't interested in it. I didn't want to listen to it at all, right? I had my whole spiel, be a stewardship over your time. You have to be careful what you take into your ear gate, your eye gate, your, you know, protect your heart, protect your mind. I have all of these things, right? And it makes sense, right? I'm not going to say that it doesn't. A college student won't sit in a third grade math class, right? You're not going to do it. Unless someone lets you know why you should do it, right? But this was a lesson for me because I had shut it down. When she sent it to me, I was like, oh, no, I don't need that. And I came with my whole spiel that I just told y'all about, the ear gate, the eye gate, right? Protecting this, protecting my heart, da-da-da-da-da. And so she called me, right? And I had shut it down. And I was like, no, I don't need that. I know about obedience. I can tell when I'm obeying God. I can tell when I'm not obeying God. And she shut me down. She said, that's not why I sent it. I sent that to you for me. Whoa. Everything is not about you. Everything is not about you. Sometimes someone is sharing something with you because it's something they want to share with you. Do you get that? Sometimes someone is sharing something with you, not for you, but simply because they want to share it with you. Whoa, that blew me away, right? So at this point, I'm emotional because I missed it. I missed the mark. I thought it was for me. It wasn't. And even if it was for me, I didn't have to shut it down so quick and not respond. So it was actually a lesson that I needed because I had kept saying in all of this, you know, I'm in school for marital family therapy. And in all of this, I would laugh. There's a few lessons to this. And I'm going to see if I can remember to break down the layers of the lessons quickly. Like I said, I'm in school for marital family therapy, right? But on the flip side, I keep laughing and making jokes saying, I don't like people, right? I don't like people. So lesson one, God said, how can you want to help people, but you hate people? Yeah, you cannot hate people and help them. Those two words don't even go in the same sentence. And then, lesson two, she had said, I started laughing. I thought it was a joke. Notice when we laugh, when we start to laugh about something and make fun of ourselves, that's us learning to cope with it. And that's not a good thing. We should fight against it. We should recognize that this is an issue and it's not funny and we need to get on top of it. You know, when we go, oh, I'm gonna eat that cupcake. My fat ass need that cupcake. My fat ass need that ice cream. My fat ass don't need. And guess what? We get bigger and bigger and bigger because once we start making jokes about something on ourselves, we've accepted it. That's our way of accepting it. You have to be like, no. This is an issue. I'm stopped. You know, all of those little innuendos. My mean ass. You know, my mean ass ain't gonna say that. You know, my lazy ass ain't gonna do it. You know, you get lazier. You get meaner. You get bigger. You see what I'm saying? You all see where I'm going. So the moment that you start making jokes, thank God I had somebody in my life, to catch that and point that out. But guess what? Even more so, thank God I had an ear to hear her. I heard what she was saying. Because a lot of times our close people will tell us something needed, constructive criticism, but we shut it down because we're so closed. You know what I mean? We're not ready to receive it. When we're really ready to grow, though, we want to receive it. I knew God was preparing me, so I was in a position to receive what she was saying because, wow, yeah, I can't. People can't get on my nerves. They get on my nerves now, but I can't, you know, take it to the next level. Can't stand them. And then on this side, I'm like, hey, God, I'm in school for MFT. I'm praying for a good clientele. I'm praying for this. I'm praying for that. And then I'm up here like, ha, 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 you know, I can't stand mother. You know, it just don't, it don't work. So make sure your, what you're praying for, it lines up with your lifestyle. And if it doesn't, let me tell y'all the hardcore truth. Have people around you. Stop with these yes men, yes ma'ams, and yes friends. Have people around you that will point out your deficiencies out of love, not out of hate. Yeah, you got 99 people pointing out stuff out of hate, but you got to have one around you that's pointing out stuff out of love. That is the true truth, that has known you and like, hey, this isn't right. You know what I'm saying? So that was another thing too. That was a lesson to stop laughing about this. It's not funny. You're learning to accept it and you're changing. You don't want to change that person. That person that don't like people is not, that's not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? She says you've been hurt by people and that's why you're starting not to like people. And I do, I have a big problem with people with integrity, and we know integrity, I say it all the time, is at an all-time low. So it messes with me. People, you know what I'm saying? But I have to not let it and still just be okay. Their integrity is going down. Mine is not. Move on. You see what I'm saying? That's another subject we're going to talk about at a later date. But anyway, so it's all good. Use your discernment. Choose wisely. You don't have to take everything in, but just remember, everything is not for you. Sometimes God is preparing you and he's using people to talk to you about certain things and certain levels that you need to get to. And in order to grow, you need to take heed to the people he put in your life to tell you different things you have to work on in order to grow, so that your lifestyle and everything you're asking God to do can be aligned. And once it's in alignment, poof, the magic dragon live by the sea. Sidetracked. Okay. But that's it. That's all for today. I thank y'all for listening. And there's a million podcasts out there that cover things up. Glad you got naked with me. And I'll talk to you next time. Oh, and make sure y'all are watching me on YouTube, because that's where I'm doing my recipes. And make sure y'all follow all my social media stuff, honey. That's Facebook is Libra Smith. But IG and TikTok. That's right. I'm dancing and I'm acting a fool on TikTok. Just type in naked air and follow me. Catch y'all next time. Love you. Mwah. Stay free. Stay naked. And everything you do, don't tell no lies. Don't cover up your shit. Just tell the truth. Stay naked.